Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, bringing you key stories from the world of insurance on behalf of Financial Services Online. In our first story, a car collector's ambition flamed out this week as his attempt to boost his insurance payout for a rare 2005 HSV Coupe GTO Z Series, destroyed by fire, failed to ignite. Rack Insurance had already revised their valuation up from $68,000 to $78,000 due to unique modifications, but the claimant insisted it was worth $200,000, a sum the Australian Financial Complaints Authority found a little too hot to handle. According to Glass's Guide, the Car Value Bible, insurance payouts are based on the market value estimation, and unfortunately for the car owner, the mileage of over 315,000 kilometers slightly tarnished its appeal. In legislative news, brokers will need to adjust their rearview mirror, as the financial advice landscape is set for significant changes. The passing of the Treasury Laws Amendment Bill for better financial outcomes brings good news for Australian consumers, requiring brokers to gain consent when charging commissions for personal advice. Both the National Insurance Brokers Association and the Insurance Council of Australia are revved up and ready to shift gears to support these reforms. Moreover, Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones promises more affordable financial advice on the horizon, as future amendments include provisions to use superannuation funds for personal financial advice costs. Let's switch lanes to renters in Queensland. Are you among the 78% of renters forgetting to add contents insurance to their checklist? Rack Insurance flags the financial risks emerging from the significant uninsured renters population. Trent Sayers, CEO of Rack, shines a light on a worrying lack of awareness among renters aged 18 to 34, leading to underestimation of their belongings' value and putting themselves at risk, especially given Queensland's propensity for natural disasters. Rack calls for immediate educational initiatives to safeguard renters' financial stability. That's your update on the insurance sector for Saturday, July 27th, 2024. For more detail on personal and business insurance, check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and this has been your weekly insurance news wrap. Stay informed and stay insured.